各位听众大家好，欢迎大家回来收听 2CR 澳洲中文广播电台。我们今天很高兴邀请到来自新州 Leppington 选区州议员 Nathan Hargitay 来到我们的访问当中。你好 Nathan， 很高兴你能够再次来到我们的节目当中。
Hi Nathan, it's a pleasure to welcome you back to our studio today. Thank you for joining us here again.
Thank you for having me.
很多谢你们再次邀请我。
Okay, to start off, we're going to ask a little bit about what you've been advocating or working on recently and what sort of concerns your constituents have been raising with you.
事不迟，宜迟啦。我们首先想请你分享下最近你主要在推动紧同埋关注的工作，以及选民最近同你反映的一些本地问题。
Yeah, if I had to sum it up with one phrase, I think it would just be infrastructure. So schools, roads, sewerage, buses, all that stuff. So it's a growing community, there's lots of housing going in, and obviously with that you need supporting infrastructure. And then the other big one is parks and play spaces.
如果要我用一句话来概括我的工作，就会是说基础建设。譬如说学校、道路、排水系统、公共交通等，这些全部都是。因为 Leppington 是一个正在快速成长的社区，大量的新住宅正在兴建，而这些人口增长显然需要相应的基础设施配套。而另一个很大的议题就是公园和儿童游乐设施。
So on the note of those young, the supporting infrastructure, as a result of the increased housing development we're seeing, as you mentioned, lots of young families are moving into the area. So could you give us kind of a more specific view on what infrastructural support specifically is needed?
咁讲到头先嘅年轻家庭，我哋知道越嚟越多嘅住宅开发，伴随住好多嘅年轻家庭都搬入去 Leppington 呢个区域。可唔可以同大家具体介绍一下目前最需要边啲基础设施方面嘅支援呢
？Yeah, so the big one is probably schools, and we've invested quite a bit of in that. There was a report in the Sydney Morning Herald last week that showed Austral Public School has had kindergarten enrolments increased by 300% over the last few years. So that's pretty significant. Now, we've invested $90 million to build new classrooms and play spaces there. Down the road, the numbers are similar. You've got 150% increase at Leppington. And then, of course, we're building new schools. So a new public high school for Leppington and a new primary school at Emerald Hills. So the big one is young families, so you need schools, and of course parks. Parks is another big one. Unfortunately, that those haven't come. That's the responsibility primarily of Liverpool City Council, and they've been promising year after year to deliver parks. And as a result, I've recently launched a petition, and people can go to my website and sign that. But it's about time that a kid who's living in Austral is able to walk down the road and, you know, jump on some swings, kick a ball around, and do that kind of thing.
是的，目前最大最迫切的需求应该就是学校，而我们在这方面也投入了相当多的资源。在上个星期，悉尼晨风报有篇报道表示 Austral 的公立学校幼稚园入学人数在过去的几年增加了 300%， 是一个非常惊人的增长来的。因此我们投入了$90,000在那里兴建新教室以及游戏空间。而在附近地区譬如 Leppington, 增幅亦都差不多，学生人数大概有 150%。当然我们亦都正在兴建更新的学校，包括一所新的 Leppington 公立中学以及一所位于 Emerald Hills 的新小学。主要原因是年轻的家庭很多，所以必须提供更多的学校。另外公园亦都是另一个很重要的需求来的。可惜公园的建设目前没有真正的落实，这个主要是因为 Liverpool 市政府的责任，但他们一再承诺每年都要兴建新的公园。因此我最近发起了一个联署，居民可以上到我的网站签名支持。但讲真的是，住在澳洲的小朋友是时候应该能够走出家门，走到附近的公园，玩下千秋，踢下足球，在草地上活动，这个都是基本的需求来的。
And when it comes to the school specifically, is there anything you can share with us in terms of where funding might need to be reallocated?
咁讲到去学校本身的部分，你可唔可以同大家讲一讲目前在资金配置上是否有需要重新调整的方向呢？
Look, I think the funding has been reallocated. Certainly since we came to government, there's been a funding realignment. Before I was elected, in all those big growth suburbs such as Austral, Leppington, Denmacourt, there wasn't a single public high school, and I in fact have the most students in private school. So it shows that there was a funding misalignment, but as I've just said, in terms of where that money's going, the upgrades, the new schools, you're certainly seeing some funding from our government, from myself, and you know, it, some of it is having to catch up, but we're certainly doing that and making sure that we've got adequate education resources out in the area.
是的，我认为自从我们上任以来，资金确实已经重新调整过。在我当选之前，好像在 Austral、 Lappington、 Denham、 Tenham Court 这些快速发展的郊区里面，甚至一所公立的中学都没有。而在我管辖的范围里面，学生大多都是就读私立学校，这个显示出教育资源分配明显失衡。但正如我刚才提到，现在资金流向包括升级现有的学校、兴建新的学校，你会明显见到来自我们工党政府以及我个人争取所带来的资金投入。当然有部分是补以前落后的进度，我们正是努力地追上，并确保本区能够有足够的教育资源的。
Fantastic. So on that same infrastructural note, another big exciting project coming is obviously the Western Sydney Airport. Can you tell us a little bit about what the projected dates are for public opening and what your thoughts are regarding transport getting to and from the new airport?
既然你提到基础设施，我们知道另一个非常令人期待的项目就是 CCL 机场了。你可以跟大家分享一下它预计向公众开放的时间，以及你对往返新机场交通安排的有什么看法呢？
Yes, that's a great question. We're all very, very excited about the new airport. It's going to be the first international airport Australia's built in half a century, so 50 years. There's probably not a day goes by where someone doesn't ask me about how's the airport going, when's it opening. So I met with a couple of officials from Western Sydney Airport last week to get an update, and I can't sort of reveal specifics, but I there will be some very exciting news coming shortly. So cargo is expected to start landing probably mid-year. So you're talking July, August, you'll start to see cargo. And then that towards the back end of the year, you'll see domestic flights and international flights. And so in line with that, I would expect in the next couple of months, we might even start to see some tickets going on sale. So every time I've mentioned that to someone, their ears are pricked up and they're very excited. So it's been promised for many, many, many decades, we're only down to sort of months and weeks now until those tickets go on sale. So it's finally coming to reality. Really, really exciting. On the transport pace, there's obviously been a significant amount of investment there. Unfortunately, when the airport was announced by then Prime Minister Tony Abbott, he committed to funding the airport, but left the transport up to others. And again, that's where we've been playing catch up. So there's been significant investment from this government, Memory Road, Elizabeth Drive, the $1 billion investment in 15th Avenue that I was able to secure last year, which is fantastic, and then public transport. So just over $300 million for buses, and they'll be taking people to and from the airport to Liverpool, Leppington, Penrith, Campbelltown. So really connecting Western Sydney up. And then in time, you'll see the airport metro come online.
是的，这个是一个很好的问题。我们大家都非常期待一座新的机场，这个将会是澳洲半个世纪以来兴建的第一座国际机场，也是50年来的首次的新机场。而且每一日都要有人问我机场的进展怎样，几时会开放。所以我上个星期和西悉尼机场的官员开会，而了解最新的情况。我现在还不可以透露太多的细节，但可以很快地说有非常令人振奋的消息公布。我们知道货运航班预计会在年中开始降落，大概在7到8月的时候，到时候会看到货运客机开始进出这个新的机场，然后好到今年年底就会开始有国内线和国际航线会在那里起飞的了。因此我预计在接下来的几个月，甚至有机票会开始贩卖。每次我提到这件事，大家都会精神一阵，非常之兴奋。毕竟这个机场被承诺了很多很多年，而现在终于进入正式的倒数几个月，甚至几个星期的时间，所以它真的终于要落成了，实在令人十分之兴奋的。而在交通方面，政府当然也都投入了大量的建设资金，不过当时机场由时任总理 Tony Abbott 宣布兴建的时候，他承诺负责建起新机场，但交通配套却留给了其他层级的政府处理。因此我们这几年正是努力地追赶先前落后的进度，因此我们这届政府已经大量投资在道路升级，譬如 Merrill Road、 Elizabeth Drive 以及我去年成功争取到的15号 Avenue、 15th Avenue 的10亿澳元 园升级工程，这个对当地来讲也是十分重要的。而在公共交通方面，也都投入超过3亿澳元用于巴士服务，令到居民可以往返机场以及前往 Liverpool、Leppington、Penrith、Campbelltown 等各个地方，真正实现西悉尼地区之间的交通连接。咁再一阵嘅时候，地铁嘅机场线路亦都会投入运作。
That's fantastic. We also have the M12 motorway, which is another major project that's underway in Western Sydney. How will this motorway impact Leppington and its surrounding communities?
咁我哋知道西悉尼目前亦都系兴建紧另一个重要嘅基础设施，就系 M12 高速公路。你点睇 M12 对于 Leppington 以及周边社区嘅影响咧？
Yeah, so that's the other important piece of infrastructure. We spoke about public transport, but in terms of driving, if you need to drive, you can do that via the toll-free M12, which is very exciting. When I was on Liverpool Council, I campaigned quite strongly to ensure that road was toll-free. Now, again, that'll be opening later this year, you can get on there either. If you're coming from the west, you can get on via the Northern Road. If you're coming from the east, either the M7 or Elizabeth Drive. Effectively what you got there is a toll-free road that connects you straight into the airport. So I've had the privilege of already driving on it before it was opened. I do want to share with your listeners that on the 14th of February there will be a community open day. So just Google that in or search for sort of M12 community open day. There'll be activities, you can jump on a bus and ride up and down it. So in anticipation of that new opening, they're celebrating and they're getting people out there to check it out.
是的，这个一项很重要的基础建设，我们先前提到的公共交通，但是对于开车的朋友来讲，他们可以使用免费通行的 M12 高速公路是令人十分兴奋的。我在 Liverpool 市议会的时候曾经大力倡导，要求 M12 必须是免收过路费的道路，而目前预计 M12 将在今年晚些时候开通。如果你是西边来的，可以透过 Northern Road 进入 M12， 如果你是东边来，就可以经过 M7 或者 Elizabeth Drive 进入。简单来讲，这个是一条免费的高速公路，能够直接将你送入去新机场。而我荣幸在正式开通前就已经试驾过这段高速公路，但我亦都想告诉听众，2月14号会有一场社区的开放日，大家只要需要搜寻 M12 Community Open Day 即可以找到资讯，当日会有活动，居民可以乘搭巴士在 M12 来回参观，这个为了迎接 M12 开通而举办的庆祝活动，亦都令到居民能够提前地体验这条新的道路。
In the grand scheme of state government and its increase into, like we just talked about, all these projects in Greater Western Sydney, Bradfield, Parramatta, Leppington included, what role, in your view, does Leppington play within this growth corridor?
从州政府的大方向来看，正如我们刚才提到的，州政府在大悉尼地区投入了许多的重大基础建设项目，其中包括 Bradfield、Parramatta 以及 Leppington。 那你认为 Leppington 在整个发展的走廊里面扮演着怎样的角色呢？
Yeah, look, I think Leppington, at the moment, is still rather undeveloped, and around the train station you've got rural and farmlands. I think it'll very quickly becomeone of the major centres around southwest Sydney, and the primary reason for that is location. It's pretty much in the middle of Bradfield, which is the new city that's being built at the airport. And the airport, Liverpool, Campbelltown, Camden, so it's sort of central in that space. And obviously there's the train line, and we're hoping that in time that train line will be extended to the airport. So strategically where it's placed, it's in a real good place. But I also have to compliment my constituents. A lot of them are hardworking, they're business-minded, they're well-educated, and they're keen to ensure that the area really benefits from the opportunities of the airport and the surrounding areas. So people, location, I think we've got all the pieces of the puzzle to make it a really fabulous location.
是的，我认为Leppington虽然目前仍然相对未完全发展，而火车站周边仍以农地和乡村地带为主，但我相信它将会很快以很快的速度成为西南悉尼的重要中心之一。主要的原因是地理位置，因为Leppington几乎位于 Bradfield 的正中央，同时位于在机场 Liverpool、Campbelltown、Camden 的中心位置，所以它在这个区域里面有很非常核心的位置。再加上现有的铁路线，我们也希望未来能够将这条铁路延伸至到机场，所以从战略的位置来看，Leppington 具有非常理想的地理优势。不过我的 亦都非常想称赞我嘅选民们，因为佢哋大多数勤奋，具有商业思维，教育程度又好高，佢哋非常之积极，希望当地社区能够真正从机场同周边嘅发展机遇中受益。所以不论系人才定系地理位置 ，Leppington 其实已经具备令到自己成为一个极具有潜力嘅地区所有嘅条件噶啦。
Suddenly, with the rising population of Western Sydney, especially in Leppington, what do you see as the priorities of your constituents and as yourself, acting as a member?
随住西悉尼嘅人口快速咁增加，尤其是系好多年轻嘅家庭，你认为作为议员，本地议员嚟讲，你嘅优先事项会系啲乜嘢咧？
Yeah, so I think it all comes around three sort of main elements: education, which we've spoken to.Lifestyle and employment. So in terms of lifestyle, I mentioned the campaign about parks and people need, families need open space, they need places to visit and stay active and they need to be closer to home. So certainly working on that. And the town centre, as it becomes developed, will have things like restaurants and bars and cinemas. So I think that's a key thing. But employment, I think, is an important one as well for many, many years, and I'm certainly someone who's been through this, but you work hard in school and university, and then in order to get a job, a lot of the time those jobs are a long way away from places like Leppington. You've got to get on the train and travel an hour, hour and a half into the city, or Chatswood, or Parramatta, and one of the things that I'm very keen to ensure is that those jobs are closer to home, you know, that people canTravel 15, 20 minutes to work and make sure they're home in time for the family. So Bradfield, the city near the airport, is a key part of that, making sure that there are smart, white-collar, high-paying jobs, high-skilled jobs closer to home so that we're not losing our best and brightest, or you know, they're deciding not to pursue employment because it's too far away.
是的，我认为整体来讲可以归纳三大要素，包括教育，这个我们之前已经讲过，生活品质以及就业。先从生活品质来讲，我之前提到过推动公园的建设和联署活动。居民尤其是家庭真的很需要户外活动，他们需要附近就能够到达可以供活动、散步、运动的场所。因此我正是积极推动这些改善。而伴随着 Leppington 镇中心的开发，将会有餐厅、酒吧、电影院等的设施。我认为这个也是关键的一环来的。但就就业机会来讲亦都是很重要。多年来包括我本人在内，大家在学校和努力学习当中，但往往要找到好的工作都需要跑到来 Leppington 很远的地方。居民成日要搭火车通勤一个小时至到一个半小时进入市中心，或者到 Chatswood Parramatta 才能够找到工作。因此我非常希望能够确保更多的工作机会能够靠近他们的家，令到居民只需要通勤15至到20分钟就能够上班，亦都能够准时回家陪伴家人。因此 Bradfield 即是机场新兴建的机场都市，是其中扮演非常重要的角色，因为它即将提供大量的高技术高薪的白领工作，距离居民的家更加近，这样我们就不会流失本区最优秀的人才，也都避免令到居民因为通勤太远而放弃某些职涯的机会。
Kind of circling back to what we were talking about in terms of development and other stuff, when you mentioned, so we know that there's the Metro West Line that's opening. What do you think about the potential for a Leppington extension, and what can you do to make sure that places like Leppington don't necessarily get left behind when it comes to things like this?
咁讲翻我哋之前提到嘅开发以及其他相关议题，你啱啱提到我哋嘅西悉尼地铁线路即将完工同通车，你认为将地铁线路延伸至到 Leppington 嘅可能性又系如何咧？
Yeah, look, the Leppington extension is top of my list. Obviously the school used to be top of my list, and we're building that now. And 15th Avenue was top of my list after that, and we've got $1 billion in funding. And so now the Leppington extension is the one I keep harassing anyone and everyone about, whether that's a federal minister or a state minister or the premier or the prime minister. They know that it's not just of benefit for the people of Leppington.But for really all of Sydney, it would provide a heavy rail or a rail connection onto the main Sydney network. You'd be able to get from one airport to the other. You'd be able to get to places like Liverpool and Parramatta and then eventually the city. And I think that's really key to the long-term success of the airport. Initially, the airport's got one runway. It's intended to grow to two and go from 10 to 80 million passengers a year. So,With that growth, we need the transport links to growth, and I believe that the Leppington extension is really the missing piece of the puzzle.
是的，坦白来说 ,Leppington 延伸线是我目前的第一优先项目，以前学校是我的第一要务。 接下来就是15号 Avenue 大道的升级工程，我们亦都成功争取到10亿澳元的资金，所以现在我一直在这里疯狂追问能够问的人，无论是联邦部长、州部长、州长甚至总理，我都会争取，因为这条延伸线不单只能够造福 Leppington 居民，更能够造福整个悉尼地区，它将会提供一条直接连接悉尼主要铁路网络的交通枢纽，届时居民可以从一座机场方便地前往另一座机场，亦都能够更快速地抵达 Liverpool、 Parramatta 甚至进入市中心，我认为这个对未来机场的长期性非常关键，目前新机场只有一条跑道，但未来规划将会扩大到两条，旅客的数量亦都会将从1000万人次大幅成长到去8000万人次，随着旅客量的大幅增加，交通网络基本上亦都必须同步扩张，因此我相信 Leppington 延伸线正是目前整体交通拼图中缺少的那环。
That's really good to hear, so thank you for sharing that with us. Coming up, we have actually Lunar New Year around the corner. What can you share with us that you are most excited about, and do you have any plans on attending or supporting related events?
今次拍落嚟，我哋都知道农历新年即将到嚟，可唔可以同大家分享下你最期待农历新年嘅边一部分，亦都会唔会有计划参加或者支持相关嘅新年活动呢？
Yeah, so my wife's of Chinese background, so we'll obviously get together with the family, which we have done for many, many years, and we'll hand out the red packets to the little kids. Unfortunately, I'm too old to get a red packet anymore, but we'll obviously hand out the red packets. So getting together with family is obviously the number one thing about Lunar New Year, but going to the many, many celebrations, whether locally or in the city, the Chinese community and the wider community that celebrates Lunar New Year are always so festive around this time, and obviously I would like to wish you and your listeners a happy new year and the year of the horse, I believe it is. So, you know, very auspicious and looking forward to a wonderful year of the horse.
是啊，会有的。我的太太有华人背景，所以按照惯例来讲，我们会和家人聚在一起，这个是我们多年来的传统来的。我们也会派发红包给家的小朋友，可惜是我现在太老，收不到利是了。不过我们还是会准备利是给小朋友，所以和家人团聚毫无疑问是我们农历新年最重要的事情。除此以外，还有许多的庆祝活动，不论是在本地的社区和市中心，亦或是华人社区以及更广泛的庆祝农历新年族群里面，这段时间总是非常喜庆和热闹，所以我想在这里祝福你和所有的观众和听众新年快乐，尤其是今年是马年，如果我没有记错的话，马年是象征吉祥，我也希望大家能够迎接美好的一年。
Amazing, thank you so much for your time today, and we'll end that interview here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
好啦，我哋今次时间差唔多，好感谢你今日抽空接受我哋嘅访问，亦都系讲咗咁多嘅议题。我哋今日嘅访问时间差唔多，我哋下次再见，拜拜。